Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Continues this evening as the Colorado Avalanche hit United Center ice, intent on keeping the Hawks losing ways going for at least one more game. Four losses in a row is unacceptable for any hockey team, and the injury-riddled Hawks are now sick of losing, so we'll see what they're going to do about it here tonight. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Troy Murray and Joe Brand. We are here at the United Center. We want to welcome you into our broadcast this evening. It's the Blackhawks and the Colorado Avalanche. Troy, we saw this team in the fifth game of the season out in Colorado, and you and Joe were talking about it. The transition game of the Colorado Avalanche is noteworthy. They are a team that you've got to be ready to defend really on all quarters of the ice, and I expect this game to be no exception. Second of four meetings between these teams. Two teams are set to begin, and down the center ice we go. Puck ahead, Dickinson over the half line, right wing, for the high slot, Phillips, he fires, and that's blocked back down ice. Here's Drouin to the puck in front of the Hawks. Yeah, but coming out.
Nicely done.
A great poke check by Mrazek. He sends it down ice into the half end.
Boy, that was a foot race there between Drouin and Mrazek. Mrazek just got there in front of him.
Donato breaking into the half zone near the left wing side. Lost the puck, and then Bedard took it away from Byram out in the high slot. Bedard now to the left circle, spun it right circle. Zaitsev shoots! It hit the pipe and went in. He scores! Nikita Zaitsev off of a perfect feed from Connor Bedard. Ripped it off the near post. And it caught enough of the net to be a goal. It's 1-0 Hawks. The draw won by the Avs from the line. Taves. Taves in the deep slot now moves it over McKinnon, top of the left circle. He sent it down in behind the Hawk net to Drouin. To the left circle, McKinnon to Durant, put it out in front, Nichushkin shoots and scores. Power play goal for the Avs, and they've tied it at one. Hayes at the line, deep slot over to Rantanen and put it across, and a one-timer from the left circle by Colton misses the net. Rantanen from the right circle, put it to the crease, they score! In front of the net was Nichushkin again. This time he was able to work it past Peter Mrazek. Another power play goal, and the Avs now lead 2-1. Bedard to a loose puck in the end zone, down the right wing, put it in for Reichel. Reichel shoots, he scores! Lucas Reichel's third goal on the season, set up perfectly by Connor Bedard, who drew everybody to his side of the ice, and then fed the puck back to a wide-open Lucas Reichel. He beats Georgiev with a wrister, and we're tied at two. Mrazek stopping the puck behind the Hawk net, or Nikita Zaitsev. And he'll pick it up and move it out at the right side and center ice, Bedard. Stepping in over the half line, dropping the puck to Zaitsev down the slot to Foligno, put it in front, they score! It's Tyler Johnson with a little scoop of a Foligno pass into the top shelf. Power play goal, and the Hawks take the lead at 3-2. The Avs net is empty at the far end. Now Dickinson passing it ahead for Johnson, picked off over the center ice circle by McKinnon. He skates into the Hawks zone with 3 seconds, 2-1. They're not going to get another shot. Hawks win! Hawks win! They hang on and beat the Avalanche here tonight, 3-2. And in the process, they erase a four-game losing streak at the hands of the Avalanche and pick up their 10th win of the season. An outstanding win by the Blackhawks here at the United Center in front of a huge holiday crowd.